Time for Wheat Belt Wednesday to see what's going on in and around the Wheat Belt Baseball League. I got Ty Wiebe of the Grinshaw Huskies here. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, Keith. Thanks for having me.
Ty, first of all, comments on the season. I know it's been a little bit trying at times, but some good baseball has been played, especially by Grinshaw. What do you think?
Yeah, we got off to a pretty good start. We had a couple of close games, won one and lost one. And then we really just hit a tough stretch there. We stayed in it for a few games, and then a couple games where we didn't really stay in it. Got blown out, and now these last two games that we've played, we really turned it around. We had a really close loss, and then a one-run win the next day, or the next game. So we feel like we're really turning it around and getting hot here, and we're just hoping to continue that.
The competitive nature that is brought forward by the Wheat Belt Baseball League, yes, the records may vary, but I'm thinking the competitive nature is still there, and everybody seems to be in every game. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. We're probably right now, we got the worst record, but we still feel like we have a chance to win every time we show up at the Diamond, which is really exciting, I think. Last year is basically all the same teams, and we took one win at least against all the teams except Dawson Creek, who's sadly not in the league this year. We like it. Every game is close for the most part. You have the odd blowouts, but it happens everywhere. It's the nature of the game.
Ty, how much of a big boost is it, or how much of a boost is it, to have the fans show up and say, hey, yeah, let's watch some baseball tonight?
Oh, we love it. It's always fun playing in front of a crowd. Doesn't have to be a massive crowd. As long as they're a little bit engaged, it makes a really big difference. It gives you a little bit of a boost, gives you a chance to show some emotion and feel like you're playing for something more than just yourself. So we really like it. We've had pretty solid turnouts here this year as well. It's a good time at the Ball Diamond.
Ty, you got a busy week this week. You got a game. Well, you had a game Monday in which you won. You've also got a home game Thursday. What are some of the keys of to be successful this week?
Well, I think our biggest struggle this year right now has basically been the first inning. So if we can get through the first inning, allowing little to no runs, I think then we really set ourselves up for the game. That's been our biggest struggle. Our offense is coming around lately, so we like where that's heading, and our pitching down the stretch late in games has been really good. So as long as we can stay in the game early, we feel like we give ourselves a chance to win.
Ty, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.